Good morning. I'm Kyle Amler with the Guru Chris Bellina, and you are listening to The Blitz. Everybody's probably on a giant sugar high right now, enjoying all the candy that they managed to gobble up for Halloween.
Yeah.
But we are. Maybe it'll help us stay awake for the Sunday game.
Well, I'm up on church, so I'm going to be talking really fast today, so I hope they can listen really good, you know? I'm pumped.
It's an exciting day for us.
I got sugar. I got sugar high. Yeah. Kit Kats. It is. But now I'm ready. I'm ready to go through these next slew of games and give some good Halloween advice, although some of it may be scary.
Yes. Well, the big return and all the big news, I'm glad we're kind of not talking about it very much anymore, is Gronkowski's back. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, he got a lot of action. They weren't sure how much he was going to get.
And did nothing last year.
Well, he did okay, though. He's still getting some carry. He's got to at least get some targets. He was getting the targets that he had. And Le'Veon Bell on the other side, you know, I said before that maybe Eddie Lacy's going to get Rookie of the Year. Well, I don't know. This guy, he's putting his name in the hat.
Well, before the season started, this game actually has the two rookies that I thought would be the best at their position.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Dobson, Le'Veon Bell. I think both of them are going to be showcased in this game. I think this is Aaron Dobson starting to heat up. 10 points a game, 12 points a game. He's starting to gain Brady's confidence.
Well, he also might be one of those guys, too. He's really going to benefit because Gronkowski's back.
Oh, 100%. Now there's one less person covering him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the speed. He's got the size. Now he just needs the hands and Brady to throw him the ball. And he's starting to get touchdowns. He's starting to get 60, 70 yards. This is a rookie we're talking about.
Right.
So
doing better than Tavon Austin, that's for sure.
Exactly. He right now, I think, is on. As this year progresses, again, we're in the middle of the season now. They haven't had their bye week, so he's going to be a big factor in this game. Steelers can't stop anybody, so look for Aaron Dobson to have a big game. I think he in a deeper league. He's someone you want to get in your lineup. I'm still scared of the running back situation. They're getting Blunt. They're getting Brandon Bolden. They're playing Ridley. Ridley's getting goal lines. No, wait, it's Bolden at the goal line. I don't know what they're doing at running back. Me, I'm not playing any of them. Because the week you play Ridley, it's going to be Bolden. The week you play Bolden, it's going to be Blunt. The week you play Blunt, it's going to be Ridley. Stay away from that running back situation unless you're desperate. And Gronkowski's a must start. And I'm sitting every wide receiver other than Dobson. I just think that's the, you know, Elliman's been zero. Amendola just can't seem to get in. The injuries have affected him. And I think the only consistent threat, you got Kembrell Tompkins. And you got Dobson, and right now I'm going with Dobson on there. And Tom Brady, he's borderline sit at this point.
Well, he is really – I think he is sit, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, again, look at some of the quarterbacks who we talked about in the beginning of the year that we felt were, you know, I know it's, you know, it's kind of past it now, but you know what? You play Nick Foles. You know, off an injury. Maybe that's a little bit of reach, but I'd play Rivers over Brady right now.
I'm looking at these, you know, their scoring system in leagues, and Tom Brady and Eli Manning, and they haven't had their bye, are so low on the rankings compared to, you know, compared to lots of quarterbacks. It's like, what is going on? We're in some sort of bizarro universe.
Before Vic got hurt, he was a must. I would have played him over Brady. You know, Sam Bradford was better than Brady. You know, hey, Terrell Pryor at this point is pretty productive. So, again, I wouldn't reach that far, but, you know, Pittsburgh can't seem to stop anybody, and Brady has very good games against Pittsburgh, so I would go with Brady this week.
Well, and but with Rob Gronkowski back, too, maybe things.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but if I, you know, if he wasn't on a bye, but a guy like Carson Palmer, or like I said, I keep saying Rivers, or even Roethlisberger on the other side, you know, maybe them over Brady. Brady's getting borderline middle-tier quarterback. On the other side, Pittsburgh, oh boy, they're just a bad team right now. Antonio Brown had some signs of looking good, but hasn't really done much since. Hasn't seen the end zone once, I think, this year. Heath Miller, hit or miss. Le'Veon Bell, they're going to lean heavily on him, and I think he'll be able to run the ball against the Patriots. But it's really, you know, Roethlisberger hasn't been that great, but I think he'll have a good game this week. And if you have a guy like Matt Ryan or Brady, where one of your quarterbacks are on a bye this week, like Eli, and you have Roethlisberger, I'd plug Roethlisberger in this week, and you'll probably get 240 and two touchdowns, probably one to Heath Miller, probably one to Cotchery or Sanders, but Brown has been a major disappointment to me. And I'm going to ask you a question. Who would you play, Antonio Brown or Harry Douglas?
Harry Douglas.
Yeah.
I would this week.
Okay. Of these three. I'm asking you for fantasy advice, and I'm the guru. Of these three, which two would you play between Douglas, Brown, and Colston?
Oh, well, Colston's not even in the mix at all. He's so disappointing.
Yeah.
So disappointing. He's non-existent. And he's not the only one on the Saints. If you look at the Saints, that's who we're going to talk about now.
Yeah.
Saints, they're going against the Jets, and the Jets, they've been winning games with defense. They're not going to be able to stop the Saints. So they're going to lose this game, first of all. That's going to be a win for the Saints. But the Saints, if you look at the roster, you got guys like Colston who are non-existent. Sproles is a sit. You cannot start this guy. He had, again, talking about plays on the field, he had two less plays than Jimmy Graham, and Jimmy Graham wasn't even going to play last week. So all of a sudden he comes in, and he actually was in two less plays. That guy, come on, he can't even be in anybody's starting lineup anymore. He is a huge bust. And these huge busts are all of the running back position this year.
Because you can throw the ball.
Yeah.
If you notice, big name running backs aren't as productive, and no name wide receivers are. Yeah. Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen. Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
Jeremy Curley on the other side.
Terrence Williams. There's a ton. You can go on and on.
Harry Douglas. I could go on for an hour on wide receivers who've had very good production. And I can go on for an hour and a half of the disappointing running backs.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at guys and saying, hey, I'm going to start a Harry Douglas and sit Darren Sproles. And Darren Sproles was never a runner. He was always a receiver, but he just isn't in the game anymore.
And this is the thing, too. And there isn't usually in a year there's a running back that kind of comes out of nowhere and just kicks butt. There hasn't been one this year. Let's look at the Jets. Perfect example. It's Bilal Powell. It's Chris Ivory. Chris Ivory gets 100 yards on 100 carries, it seemed like. Everybody jumps on Chris Ivory. Well, he gets 6 carries the next game, and Bilal Powell gets 9. It's like, so that's a running back situation. It looked like it was going to pan out and was going to get another starting running back into the mix for everybody.
No.
That didn't happen.
Just teased us. Pulled that one right back out.
Yeah. This game, I would play Jeremy Curley as a must-start.
Really?
For the same reason that I said about.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know, they're going to be so far behind, and Stephen Hill's not the guy that's going to get the ball. It's going to be Curley because he'll get 10-yard passes. And Geno Smith is going to be running around scrambling, and he's a quick, elusive wide receiver. So of all the Jets, I would play Curley in a deeper league.
Possibly Cumberland, same deal, tight
end.
Yeah,
same deal, tight end. I just don't know if he's emerged yet, but, you know, if he can't do it in this game, I'd be real leery of Cumberland. But he's worthy of a shot. I mean, if you don't have a decent tight end, if your tight end's sitting this week, you know, he may be worthy of a shot for sure. The Saints, you know, it's Drew Brees, of course. Pierre Thomas is a good flex running back or number two, or if you need your running back's on a bye. But you're right. Sproles is a sit.
Ugh.
You know, Lance Moore is a sit, you know, and I think right now the only wide receiver worth starting is Kenny Stills. You know, I mean, you know, Colston hasn't gotten 20 yards in the last three games he's played. Where is he? What happened to him? He just forgot it. They're not even targeting Colston. You know, it's like it's Jimmy Graham or it's a deep bomb to somebody not named Colston.
Well,
so,
I sat Jimmy Graham last week, and it cost me some games because I did start Sproles. So I started Sproles and sat Jimmy Graham. And let me tell you, if Jimmy Graham can play – at all, you get him in because even if he comes in near the goal line and the other team knows he's getting the ball, he still gets the catch. So he comes in, he gets two touchdowns right in the end zone. He can't be stopped in the end zone area. So if anything, he's going to get you a touchdown probably that game.
He can't be stopped at any point, and he's as dangerous as an offensive player.
Yeah.
In the league.
Maybe he won't have as many catches throughout the game because he's got that plantar fascia going on, so he can't run up and down the field the whole game, but he's going to be in the lineup when they're near the goal line, so he's going to get a lot of looks. So
I will say this, though. I know we're down on Colston, okay? But the wide receivers from Cincinnati ate up the Jets. I'm looking for that to happen in this game. Now, I'm going to say because Colston is the, quote, end quote, number one wide receiver, he's going to be the guy. But I would look to play him. I would give him another week, and I would get Kenny Stills in your lineup, and play him. And, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, the Jets may have another 49 points put up on him.
Yeah. I mean,
you're just not going to be able to do anything on offense. And you're going to be able to keep giving the ball back to Drew Brees. And they put their foot on the gas till the game is over. So,
And they're kind of like the Cincinnati, too. I mean, they got a better offense than Cincinnati, but they don't have as good a defense. But they do have a good defense and can get it back. So you're right.
Yeah, they have an opportunistic defense that gets turnovers. They'll give up a lot of yards, but they get a lot of turnovers. And sacks and sack fumbles.
It's going to be a long day for Geno.
It really is. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give Colston another shot because if it's not this game, it's never. Same thing with Trent Richardson. If it's not this game, then never. Give it
Colston. What about Sproles this game?
No, because that wasn't what killed Jets last week. It was wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm sitting Sproles. Can't do it either.
I'm sitting Sproles. Yeah. So, you know, I'm playing Breeze. I'm playing Graham. I'm playing Colston. I'm playing Kenny Stills.
If anything, Pierre Thomas is looking like the man down there now.
Yeah,
he's looking really good. I mean, Ingram is a non-factor. Thomas is getting all the carries. Sproles clearly not getting any carries. He never was the carry. He was the receiver out of the backfield, but they're not even using him like that anymore. I don't know what he's just not even on the field. So you can't get any points if you're not on the field. That's the biggest thing. So the Raiders, Terrell Pryor, you know, had that ridiculous run, but
good fantasy guy. Yeah,
yeah, he's great in fantasy ball. Absolutely, you keep playing him as long as you have. But if you're in a dynasty league, you might want to get yourself some other options at quarterback because I don't see him as a long term answer for that team.
No,
he's only throwing for 85 yards a game, so that's and that's hurting the wide receivers. Conversely, obviously, so you got a guy like Denarius Moore. He's either going to get you a long touchdown pass or he's going to get you nothing. And that is just devastating as a owner, fantasy owner.
Well, right, and that's the type of wide receivers they have: Streeter, Denarius Moore.
That's Jacoby the kind of Ford. Quarterback they have. Though.
It's either all or nothing, and it's hard to sustain drives when you do that. That's why they struggled against Pittsburgh, other than a couple of big plays.
Well, Pryor's their leading rusher and their leading passer, so that's not good.
No. I think McFadden's going to have a humongous game this week. In fact, I put McFadden as being in the top five scoring running backs this week. Eagles defense can't stop anybody.
No.
And on top of it, I think in the last two games, they've had 15 punts, 5 interceptions, a fumble lost, a turnover on downs, a missed field goal, and they made a field goal. And that field goal that they made, they got the ball in field goal range. So the Eagles' offense is atrocious at this point.
So are the fans just going to start turning on Chip Kelly here soon? I mean, I am. They got rid of Andy Reid for Chip Kelly. I mean, that's
well, right. I mean, you mean to tell? I mean, these systems don't work in the NFL. Give me a pocket passer, and you will get yourself a championship.
I mean, how frustrated are the Philadelphia fans watching him just dominate up in Kansas City?
Well, right. Well, it's like a double whammy because it started, believe me, after game one, I watched that game on that Monday night and said, this is an exciting offense. Hey, this is good. And then I start kicking myself that I didn't draft LeSean McCoy at number three. Well, his numbers have significantly dropped.
Yes.
DeSean Jackson's numbers have significantly dropped.
Well, the whole offense is significant. The whole offense the NFL has figured him out this quickly.
Just quickly. And basically, it's you know, it's going to be an issue. So, it's just a matter of time before DeSean Jackson starts chirping and loses interest.
Yeah.
One or two more losses, and he's done. Sean McCoy, for someone his size, they've run him too much. When's he going to start breaking down?
Yeah.
I mean, I like what I saw against Nick Foles.
Well, he's starting this week. Nick Foles is starting, people. Just get ready for that. Don't hear any of this Matt Barkley talk. It's Nick Foles. He's going to be healthy, and he's going to start.
Right, but you know what? I'm a little disappointed with what I've seen in Nick Foles against good teams.
Hmm.
He'll beat Tampa, but he seemed to struggle against decent teams. You're going to play McCoy because he's a brand name. You're going to play DeSean Jackson because of the seasons he's had up to this point. But keep a close eye on both of them. And McCoy may be somebody you may want to trade at this point. Get some value while you still can. On the other end, like I said, the only one I'm seeing worth playing is Darren McFadden. And again, I think Darren McFadden is going to be one of the top fantasy scorers this week.
And Pryor?
You know, if it's your only option.
Against the Eagles. It's against the Eagles.
Hey, you know what? If you have Matt Ryan and Terrell Pryor as your backup, yeah, I would say yeah.
There you go. There you go. Matt Ryan, Terrell Pryor. But you're not starting him over Breeze or anything crazy like that.
No.
He's not a must start. He's a start over somebody that's worth start.
Exactly.
You know, rank him at about number 8 or so, that kind of thing?
8 to 10, yeah.
8 to 10, okay. Ooh, it is almost not start, though. 12-man league. So Seattle, Marshawn Lynch. Obviously, there was some sort of voodoo doll stabbing him the entire game last week. That was just an anomaly. I don't know what happened that game. That was crazy. Well, should have had a better game. Didn't. Sidney Rice is done for the season.
Yeah.
That's a blow, kind of. It's really not that big. I mean, I don't want to bang on Sidney Rice, but it's not like they really used him that much this year.
No.
So
none of their receivers were worthy of a play and haven't been worthy of a play. Golden Tate in a deeper league. You know, I'll tell you, I'm not surprised on what I saw on Monday night, because you know what? When was the last time you saw a Jeff Fisher team get embarrassed in prime time? You know? Sure. Don't matter who he has out there, Jeff Fisher's team's come to play, you know? And they're tough. And the one thing about Seattle is they're tough. It was a punch him in the mouth type of game, and it was up. It could have lost that game.
Yeah,
I think Seattle's going to go back to the drawing board and go back to what gets them wins, and that's pounding Marshawn Lynch.
Well, with Tampa Bay, Lynch could have top numbers this week for running backs.
Right. Well, he will be the top running back. Marshawn Lynch, in my opinion,
will
be the number one guy. They're not going to be able to throw the ball that much. I mean, there's Revis. He'll take Golden Tate out of the game. They said they're going to do some one-on-one coverage with him. So he will eliminate Golden Tate. There's nobody else to pick up the slack with Sidney Rice gone. If you're going to win, and win big, it's going to be with Marshawn Lynch. Right now, he's the only start for Seattle because their wide receivers are just – none of them have stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
And if Percy Harvin does play, you have him on your roster, let's see what he does first before you throw him out there. We don't even know how they're going to use this guy and for how much.
Well, you've been living without him the rest of this whole season.
All right.
So wait a week.
The other side, the only guy I see worthy of starting over here is Vincent Jackson. Guy seems to be productive every game. So, they'll be throwing the ball. Like I said, last week, he had 20 yards for most of the game. And then when the game got out of hand, the throws all went to Vincent Jackson. And Mike Glennon actually was pretty productive.
Yeah, he's
hurry
throwing
up.
The ball. They're making him throw because they don't have the running game right now.
Yeah, Mike James is now the anointed starter. And the jury's still out. I mean, he went against a really good defense on Thursday night last week.
Turns around and has another tough defense to run against. So.
Well, I don't know. Zach Stacy ran up and down the field on him and ran through them like they weren't even – I mean, he ran tough. Now, Mike James is not Zach Stacy, but we don't know what Mike James is. I'd take a shot at him. I mean, I would think about in a deep league or a flex, or if you play three running backs and you don't have any other option. I mean, if he's your option, you have no other option and he's it. With all the wide receivers out there, you really got a crappy team. But you know what? Let's see what he does. Maybe he's the kind of – maybe this is the guy I was just talking about hasn't existed this year, the running back who comes out of nowhere. You know, like Andre Ellington's probably the closest one right now. Maybe Mike James is that guy. I mean, I don't know. I like to see it before I start him. But if you're desperate, put him in there. He's a starting running back. He's going to get 15 to 20 touches.
Yeah, there isn't anybody else going to take carries.
Oh, right. I don't even know who else their other running backs are. So – I would say, definitely Vincent Jackson. Really, Vincent Jackson, Marshawn Lynch for this game, and that's it.
Yeah, they could also choose to slow the game down against Seattle as well. I mean, they have no shot if they're going to try and go up tempo against them. I don't think so. Maybe they'll say, hey, let's ball control it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Never know. I guess you never know. Jordan Reed, again, this is another guy we were talking about. If you saw him play, he had the moves. He was quick. He was a little elusive in there. He had the eye from RG3. He was throwing him the ball, making great catches. Hands were Velcro. He is looking great for Washington. Now he's got Fred Davis over there crying about not getting a playing time.
Oh,
I don't know
Fred
if you
Davis
saw that.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy.
You see that? He was blaming it on his contract. He's going to make too much money, so they're doing it to him on purpose. That's
what
he says.
I'm sure they don't want to win a Super Bowl and make the playoffs just not to pay one guy when they're paying everybody else how much money. And you got to remember, too, with the NFL, owners will pay money, okay? They're profitable before a game even starts in the NFL, meaning before one ticket is sold, NFL owners have made their money for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not worried about paying anybody any roster bonuses.
Exactly.
The real
money they make isn't even with the games almost. They're
no,
making all
it's,
these licensing
it's
everywhere.
Licensing and endorsement, the licensing fees and the cable payouts, the DirecTV payouts.
Yeah, the video games, the
video games. You got the
jerseys, the everything. Yeah,
they all have their own TV network or radio network. So before they've sold the ticket and they're selling 60,000 at $70 a pop, they're profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know when I hear that, I think this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so but getting back to the game here, good matchup. It's gonna be a high scoring game. I think the Chargers are the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers is a must start.
Yeah, he's a stud. He is. He's like.
And I'm gonna tell you another guy who's a must start. Ryan Matthews. I'm liking how they're using him.
I am too. That's insane. You know, I mean, actually, I like both their running backs there.
Him and Woodhead. I mean, Woodhead's a nice flex option, especially the points per reception league. Yeah. But Matthews is showing signs of what everybody thought he was going to do the last few years. Running hard, getting the ball at the goal line, getting 100 yards a game.
I don't know if that's because of Woodhead, honestly. Because now when Woodhead's in there, it kind of opens up things a little more. Because they're definitely using both those guys in different ways.
Right, right. And they're a very dimensional offense. I mean, Keenan Allen stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
Gates is still plugging along. I like Vincent Brown. I think he's going to supplant Eddie Royal as a target for Phil Rivers. So here's a guy. I'm giving you a little tidbit. If Vincent Brown's available on your league, I would grab him. Grab him now because he's going to start getting hot.
You know, it's a shame they don't have Denario Alexander. Lost him for the year. I wonder how he'd be doing.
They're missing that big target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vincent Jackson, when he left, it was Denario Alexander, and he got hurt. But you know what? All it did was it raised up the value of Keenan Allen. It raised up the value of Vincent Brown. I think Vincent Brown, this is going to be a breakout game for him. Keep an eye on him on your waiver wire. And if you have a move to make and you got a guy that's useless or hurt, pick up Vincent Brown, sit on him, and just watch. He's going to start being productive. So a lot of good options on San Diego. This is the old San Diego Superchargers that we liked in for fantasy value all over the place. Well, they're coming back. On Washington, RG3, you know, he's been productive for fantasy, but, you know, he's hurt. They put in Kirk Cousins. He threw a pick. Alfred Morris is, you know, I was very leery of him going into the season. He hasn't really had a breakout game like he had last year, but he was very productive at the end of last year. So don't give up on Alfred Morris just yet. Hulu had a big game, and he's kind of been out of it. You know, receivers, it's just none of them jump out at me other than Jordan Reed is a must start. In a deeper league, I'd play Garcon. But if you have another option over Robert Griffin III, I would consider playing another option over Robert Griffin III. So in this game, you're playing Alfred Morris. You're playing Jordan Reed. You're playing the guys in the Chargers, Rivers, Matthews, Gates. And if you're in a deeper league, you want to get Keenan Allen in there, that's a pretty smart move.
Jake Locker, he's playing at an elite level right now, fantasy-wise. He's putting up some serious points. Yep. And then on the other side, they're going against the Rams. And I guess all the Rams needed to know if they had a running game or not is to lose their starting quarterback. Because now they have this unbelievable commitment to the running game.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Stacy, he's banged up. But he has looked good.
Yeah, he looked
tough.
But
actually, when he was out, when he came out of the game, Darrell Richardson looked good.
Yeah.
So everybody who's running the ball there looks good.
Yeah.
So and that was against, like you said earlier, that was against Seattle. It wasn't against some slouch defense. This team can run the ball.
Jeff Fisher's going against his old team for the first time, I think.
Mm, is this the first time? Oh,
I think so. Yeah, and
he's going to get one of those. Where's this at? Is this in Seattle or is this in Tennessee?
I think it's in Tennessee.
Are they going to have one of those big, you know, celebrations because they came back? You know, they keep doing it for everybody. So.
I know. He really, you know, he was good, but they didn't win anything out there. but this is a punch him in the mouth game. So the Titans will punch you in the mouth. And so will the Rams. The Rams are a tough team. He's gotten an identity over there. He just needs some talent to step up. He needs Austin. He needs Tavon Austin to step up. He needs either Givens or Pettis to help out a Kellen Clemens. And, you know, Jared Cook, you know, again, you're going to see big numbers out of him. Again, it's a tight end situation. You're going to see big numbers out of Jared Cook. And whoever starts at running back may be worth a start. You know, but you look at the team, you know, if my gun to my head, I'm only guy I'm starting, though, is going to be Jared Cook in this game.
Yeah, just only because Stacy's hurt.
Yeah.
You just don't know. He could play, he could not play. You can't risk it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on the other side, yeah, Locker's looking pretty good. But, you know, Rams have a pretty good defense. Chris Johnson, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know where to go with this guy. It's another running back disappointment. He's just not done anything on that and this year at all. Receivers, I wouldn't touch any of them on this team. There's really, other than Chris Johnson, who you're going to play because it's Chris Johnson, there's zero fantasy value on the Titans. I wouldn't play anybody there. And this game is going to be a low-scoring 13-10, 17-13, 20-10 slugfest.
Yeah, this could be
with minimal fantasy
this
value.
Could be a brutal game to watch, honestly. Yep. This could be the 6-3 at halftime score, and you know, 6-0 at halftime, and the field goal attempts were from 50-plus yards because they couldn't move the ball hardly at all.
I'd stay away from anybody in this game.
It's a punter's dream in this game because they're going to be coughing, kicking it all day long, and it's going to be, this will be the game I skip. I'm not going to watch this game. I'll watch the highlights and see how everything unfolded.
Yeah, I would definitely stay away from that one.
Actually, kind of a bummer we ended on this one this week.
Yeah, a little disappointing that we
deflated the entire podcast by picking these two. This team, I should have switched it with the other one of the other games, you know, the Charger Redskin game. Should have ended with that one. I should do a little more preparation ahead of time, I guess.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine.
Yeah,
well, it's a good week. Like I said, this is a week again. We're getting closer and closer to your team's playoffs, so don't be afraid to make that change. Don't sit on your players too long if they're not producing like your Colstons and Chris Johnsons and Antonio Browns and guys like that. Trent Richardson, if you got a viable option. Don't get enamored with the brand name. Make the move now or you're going to want to watch the playoffs.
Absolutely. For Chris Bellino, the Guru, I'm Kyle Omler, and you have been listening to The Blitz.
Have a good one.